Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. The City Council is to sign up to a charter for cleaner air. Labour's Rosie Moore is Executive Councillor for Environmental Services and the City Centre. Good morning, Rosie.
Morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. Now, something like this is already up and running, I think, in Oxford, isn't it? And the City Council there with Greenpeace and the Friends of the Earth involved too.
Yes, so Oxford worked with Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth to come up with this charter for cleaner air, and a number of other councils have also signed up, Southampton, Nottingham and Brighton and Hove, and hopefully today we will also in Cambridge be signing up to it.
Well, it sounds good news, but what can you do? Because I kind of figure this is one of these things where central government needs to be a bit helpful as well.
Well, that's really the point of the charter. It's calling on government to do more. We at Cambridge City Council have responsibility for cleaning up the air in Cambridge, but we need better powers, increased powers, and we also need funding. And then we need government to do more. For example, they're phasing out new petrol and diesel cars from 2040, but one of the things that we're asking for is that they bring that forward to 2030.
Right. You don't have any power to do that yourself at all. For example, if nationally, say they do bring it forward to 2030, could you say, well, we want to bring it forward to 2028 in Cambridge? Could you do anything like that?
No, not on new diesel cars. The things that we can control, for example, taxis. We license Cambridge City Council taxis. So in April of last year, we brought in lots of new regulations. So this year, all ultra-low emission and zero emission taxis in Cambridge haven't had to pay their licence fee to encourage more people, more taxi drivers, to get those more environmentally friendly cars. And then from April of next year, any new licence will have to be ultra-low emission or zero emission.
And of course, you've got those taxi electric charging points as well. The one I'm thinking of, an Adam and Eve car park, but I know there's a few others around the city as well, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. We got some special funding for that, and two have gone in there, and it's a programme that we're rolling out. Those are specifically for taxi drivers. And then we're hoping to work with Cambridgeshire County Council to get more points in for residents. Although, of course, we also do have electric vehicle charge points in our car parks.
Yes, which is, I guess it's sort of a reason to use the car, but I think people like myself who sort of have a car sitting opposite, which doesn't really do very much, and a bicycle, you kind of need them, don't you, for the residents in the city centre as well. When I do get in the car and drive down towards London, you sort of see these signs, don't you, as you approach the M25 boundaries, informing you that London is this and that and the other in terms of environmental conditions.
Yes.
and what they allow. Are they the same? Do they have the same, if you like, armoury as you do, or do they get extra special things because it is London?
So London have different powers to us. For a start, all of the councils are unitary authorities, and then the mayor also has specific powers. Here in Cambridge, unfortunately, some of the problem is that the different layers, so I'm from Cambridge City Council, but it's Cambridgeshire County Council that controls the roads.
Yeah.
However, with GCP, we've commissioned a feasibility study.
That's the Greater Cambridge Partnership, isn't
yes,
it? Which
yes.
is, now that's, oh dear, you better explain this better than I do, I'll get in the
so
muddle.
So that's a partnership between the City Council, South Cams, the County Council and the University, and looking into a feasibility for having a clean air zone in Cambridge.
I noticed this interesting. I noticed in the text of your Charter for Cleaner Air, there's mention of clean air and zero emission zones. Do you think we'll see those in Cambridge pretty soon?
I'm in favour of that, yes. I hope
so. How about the rest of the council?
The feasibility study hasn't reported back yet, so we'll have to wait and see what they say. But I do think it's the way forward. air pollution is really damaging to all of us, particularly children and elderly people. But also, if we have fewer cars, I believe that Cambridge will be a nicer place to live and work in. Plus, there's the added benefit of the more active forms of travel. You don't just breathe cleaner air, but actually by being active, that has all sorts of mental and physical health benefits.
Yeah, it's kind of a double effect, because if you look around the city, I'm trying to think of the places where we know there's particular congestion. Gonville Place always goes to the top of my head. And there's other points, of course, around the city where simply cars, I say they have no choice but to sit there, but actually many of them, they have no choice but to sit there. And that, of course, adds to the pollution in those areas.
That's right. There are some places, for example, the station, if people are arriving or being dropped off at the station with large, heavy bags, we will always need them to be able to access that in a car or taxi. I suppose what we want to do is make sure that it's just the people that really need to that do it, and that the rest of us have other forms of transport that we can use.
The suggestion there is that sooner or later, and we're not necessarily talking the next year, it may be in 3 years' time, but there will be a time where the council has to take what could be a fairly unpopular move of saying, sorry, there aren't going to be any cars going down this street anymore between these times, unless, I don't know, you're a taxi, emergency services and all that, and that sort of vehicle.
Well, to put it into context, in 2010, so it's a bit out of date now, but I imagine the figures are roughly the same, if not worse. In Cambridgeshire, there were 275 deaths that were put to at the fault of air quality, but 34 from car accidents. So air quality is really bad for us, and that's just the deaths. It doesn't include the children who suffer from asthma and it's made worse by that, or the elderly people with lung conditions and then who have flu. So for our health, it's something we really need to act on.
Yeah, OK. Well, and this is going to be... How's this going to work now, then? It's going to be put towards City Council today, yeah?
Yes, so this is going to Environment and Scrutiny Committee today. Hopefully they'll adopt it, and then we'll adopt it as a council, and then we'll be putting our requests and recommendations forward to government.
OK, that's great. Well, look, Rosie, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us about that this morning. Rosie Moore, Labour City Councillor. She's responsible for environmental services, and the city centre takes us to 8:23.